From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Good morning and welcome to our Gospel program. I was giving my testimony in Armagh Free Presbyterian Church last Lord's Day evening, and many at that meeting had very kind things to say about our program. Their words were most encouraging, as were the telephone calls and the letters we have received of late. Please continue to pray for this gospel witness. The tape we have been featuring on our evening program continues to be very much requested by our listeners. Those who regularly tune in to our evening program know that the tape is of a sermon we preached following the murder of the two little girls in England, Holly and Jessica. It's entitled, A Biblical Answer to a Blasphemous Question. I hope that you'll tune in tonight as we play another extract from that sermon tape and renew our offer of the full tape free to anyone who contacts us. Today, we will be continuing our study of Mark's Gospel, and we are nearing the great crisis of the Gospel story, the cross at Calvary. Mark chapter 14, the verses 26 to 31, is where we will look today. But first let's hear the SMS singers and the hymn, All Hail the Power of Jesus' Name.
Amen.
Turn with me, please, now to Mark chapter 14, and we'll read together the verses 26 to 31. My subject is Peter's pride. And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. And Jesus saith unto them, All ye shall be offended because of me this night. For it is written, I will smite the shepherd, and the sheep shall be scattered. But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee. But Peter said unto him, Although all shall be offended, yet will not I. And Jesus saith unto him, Verily I say unto thee, that this day, even in this night, before the cock crow twice, thou shalt deny me thrice. But he spake the more vehemently, If I should die with thee, I will not deny thee in any ways. Likewise also said they all. Before we come to the main subject of these verses, could we notice the place that singing had in the worship of Christ and his disciples? Verse 26, And when they had sung an hymn, they went out into the Mount of Olives. It would have been a psalm that the Saviour and his disciples sung, most likely one of the Passover psalms. Singing is a central part in the worship of God, for singing is an expression of joy, and the gospel of Christ alone can bring true joy to the sinner who believes it. Singing is a direct result of conversion. The psalmist said in Psalm 40, verse 3, He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it, and fear, and shall trust in the Lord. Joy is one of the fruits of the Holy Spirit in the life of the believer. Joy is the final experience of the saved. Listen to what Jude said, verse 24. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling, and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. That's what awaits the child of God. Little wonder the Christian sings. The singing of the believer, like all the believer's activities, ought to be different from the world's singing. Thy statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage, said the psalmist, Psalm 119, verse 54. You see, the believer's song must be biblical. Much that passes for hymn singing today is quite contrary to the teaching and the spirit of the Word of God. Such will not be acceptable to the God of heaven, no matter how earnestly it may be sung. The hymns of the Christian center upon the love and mercy of God set forth at the cross. The prophet Isaiah sums up the matter, Behold, God is my salvation. I will trust and not be afraid, for the Lord Jehovah is my strength and my song. He also will become my salvation. Isaiah 12:2. From the happy scene of the singing of Christ and his disciples, we move to the darkness of the slopes of the Mount of Olives, and the sad disclosure of the disciples' fast approaching desertion of their master. Will you notice how well Christ knows his people? He tells them of that which they would never have thought possible about themselves. But nevertheless, the Saviour's words were true. All the disciples rejected the words of the Saviour. Verse 31, Likewise also said they all, that is, they all said, No, it'll never happen. They told him he was wrong to think that they would desert him. But he was right. How often men, Christians even, dispute the words of Christ. His warnings about the dangers of sin and backsliding and worldliness are ignored and rejected because we believe that we know ourselves better than does Christ, and we are stronger and wiser than he tells us we are. This incident should teach us all a lesson. Dear Christian, Christ knows you better than you know yourself. The man most vehement in his rejection of the Saviour's words, Peter, fell further than any. The others forsook the Lord, that Peter publicly denied the Saviour 3 times. But let me say this about Peter. This record in Mark's Gospel is commonly believed to be based upon Peter's account of the story of Christ. Thus Peter told the world of his own foolishness and of his pride. He learned that the Saviour was right, and he in his pride was foolishly wrong, and he wants us all to know about it. Finally, how much Christ loved his people. Having told them the prophecy of old would be fulfilled, and he, their shepherd, was going to be smitten, and they, the sheep, scattered, he went on to say something that was most likely missed by the disciples. The Saviour told them, "But after that I am risen, I will go before you into Galilee." Verse 28. Their minds would have been so occupied with the announcement of their defection and disloyalty that they would have most likely missed the significance of this statement. He would rise again. That means he was to die. Nothing about Calvary should have come as a shock to the disciples, but so unbelieving were they that they did not take in what the Saviour was saying. It's the same with us today. Life should really hold no surprises for the child of God, for the Bible sets it all before us, should we only take note of it. People hold up their hands in amazement at events and circumstances prevailing in society today and ask, "What is happening?" The Bible tells us exactly what is happening, for the experiences and consequences which come upon a person, a community, or a nation which turns from God's truth are very well documented in the Holy Scriptures, if only we would listen and heed. But note that the Saviour says to these men who were about to deny and disown him most sinfully that he would come to them again after he rose from the dead. They were to desert him, but he would not desert them. No matter how we fail him, he will never fail us. Christian, take heart, for your Redeemer has said, "I will never leave thee nor forsake you." But if you're not saved today, is this not just the Saviour you need? A faithful friend and constant companion who will never abandon you. Oh, may you call upon the name of the Lord Jesus today. Do remember our program tonight. Join with us at 9 o'clock. God bless you, and goodbye.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless His Word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.